What I think was the fastest time so far.
Was it really? I mean, he did feel fantastic. I mean, he was cruising all the way around on his minute markers, and I just kept coming. The plan was to go the longer route of the third last, so I didn't know how long that was going to take. And yeah, after that, I looked at my watch and thought, no, we're going to be comfortable. But he's a tremendous horse and gave me a superb ride.
Were you aware before your round of the absolute carnage that's been going on the course?
Unfortunately, you're very aware of it because the warm-up is just literally behind us here. And therefore, I was in full view. I'm walking around doing my own thing and you can't help but see it. So it's not a great feeling when two of the best riders in the world have hiccups like that. But no, Yogi just said, get out there and ride as we planned. And for goodness sake, jump those last two jumps. And no, they're two fences that most of us wouldn't have walked more than once or twice. They're just two normal, big finishing fences.
There was a bit of disappointment in the British camp, I think, after the dressage, wasn't there? But now both you and Nicola round inside the time, with so much of the other nations having problems here, you must be feeling, I guess, a little bit more confident.
No, what a fantastic start. And I think to watch Nicola out there was just such a boost. I mean, she's a classy rider and just made it look so easy. And I thought, right. And Yogi said, just remember how good she is. You know, they're not all going to make it look that easy. And you know, he was right, but it was a real boost. And you know, we put yesterday behind us. Felt so sorry for Mary, because Piero Cavalier can normally do a superb test, and he was just too on edge. The judges weren't on Tina's side, and you know, we're fighting from behind, but the fight's not over yet.
You won the Lexington four star here back in the spring. Did that help you at all today, do you think?
I certainly did. I think to have the advantage of coming over and competing in the spring, which is entirely thanks to UK Sport and the lottery. They got us out here, they funded the trip, and it gives you a real boost to know that it's been a success the time before. I knew that Cool Mountain travelled well, I knew that he coped with the terrain, and I knew that he came out well on the last day, and that is a great feeling, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well done, enjoy the rest of it.